My name is Brennan. I am 16 years old. Today is the 9th of October, 2018. And I am speaking with Heather Beck, who is my mom. We are recording this interview in Vilonia, Arkansas. All right, I'm going to, like, say questions and you got to, like, answer them.
Okay.
Do you feel like your job is your calling? Why or why not? If not, what do you believe is your calling?
Yes, I believe that my job is my calling because I love working with people and I love working with money, and I get to do both of those things in my job.
Come work at McDonald's. I'll get to deal with
it.
Yeah. All right. There's like 13 questions. Tell me about the best / worst person you have ever worked for or with.
The worst person that I have ever worked for.
Well, it could be best. You don't have to do worst.
The worst person I ever worked with. I don't know.
You want to just skip it?
Okay, the best person I ever worked for was my boss in Wichita Falls, Texas. I was a child care worker, and she was the child care worker coordinator. And instead of just telling us what to do all the time, she would come into the classroom and show us what to do and help us out with what we were doing.
Yeah, I'll do the worst.
The worst person that I've ever worked with is a person that I'm currently working with. And even though I'm the boss, she tells me what I should be doing. And whenever I don't do what she wants me to do, she gets mad and unfriends me on Facebook and blocks me on Facebook like a little child.
That's amazing. All right, thinking of the jobs you've held, tell me about your most / least favorite.
My most favorite.
I don't think that's proper grammar.
Huh?
I don't think that's proper grammar. Most favorite.
My favoritist. My most favorite. That's what it says right there. Your most favorite or your least favorite.
Okay, whatever.
My most favorite is probably my current job because I get to do a lot of things that I enjoy doing and spending a lot of time with people, and it's not long days and every day of the week, and so I have time off to do the things that I want to do and to spend time with my family.
Do you want to do a least favorite or?
My least favorite was working at Baskin Robbins scooping ice cream because I never could scoop it just right and they let me go.
Because you couldn't scoop it very good?
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh. I never knew you worked at Baskin Robbins.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are there any lessons your work life has taught you?
So many. It's taught me that not to take my bad day out on people at work, and it's taught me to learn to communicate and get along with others, and to listen to other people's opinions, even though you still have to make your own decision.
What does religion / spirituality mean to you, and what role does it play in your life today?
Being a Christian means everything to me. It molds every part of my life. It molds my who I am as a person, who I am as a mom and a wife and a friend and a coworker. I try my best to be the best Christian that I can be, even though I make mistakes, and I try to live my life pleasing to Jesus Christ as my personal Savior.
Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
I was the youngest girl of five, two brothers and two sisters. My dad was a civil service worker at the Air Force Base in our hometown, and he was a part-time preacher, and my mom was a full-time civil service worker as well. I was a latchkey kid, which many people don't know what that means, but
Caden.
But whenever I got home from school, there were no parents there. But they came home later on, and their expectations were very clearly known as to how we were supposed to act. And
what does latchkey mean then?
Latchkey.
Latchkey?
Yeah, it means that we would unlock the door and go inside and lock the door behind us, and there was no parents to watch out for us.
No. I never knew that. Mm-hmm. All right. Can you tell me about your grandparents, your great-grandparents?
I did not know my great-grandparents, even though I do know that my great-grandfather was a preacher. But I didn't know any of my great-grandparents, but I knew my grandmother on my mom's side, and she was a very godly Christian woman, and she lived a long life, 95 years old, and she raised her children to be godly children, and she was a wonderful woman. My dad's parents, I knew. My grandfather died whenever I was about 6 years old, and then my grandmother died whenever I was 10 years old, and they were farmers, and my mother's side, they were tobacco farmers, and my father's side, they were peanut and watermelon and cotton farmers, so they were hard workers.
Did they meet on farmersonly.com?
No.
Tell me a favorite memory of me.
Of you?
Yeah.
Oh.
We're over halfway done.
Okay. There's so many good memories. Well,
Don't start crying. Or don't start crying. This is going to my teacher. I can't record this.
You're recording it. Is all of this going to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. The most recent favorite memory is of watching you in the band and playing in the band. I'm so proud. Other favorite memories are just spending time with you, reading books to you at night, and how much you used to love to read, and your wonderful hugs. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
My mom. Oh, Greg.
Oh.
And my dad. My dad was a very godly person. He made mistakes. But he tried to be the best person that he could be. He provided for our family. He worked hard. And he tried to raise us kids to be the best person we could be. And my mom as well. She is a very godly person. She seeks to please God in every way possible. And she is very giving and loving to others. So,
even though she mad about the shed sometimes.
Oh, okay.
That was kind of weird hearing y'all fight about that.
Yeah.
Well, ignore that. Tell me about a teacher or other adult that has a big impact on your life while you were growing up. Can't be your parents, because you just said that.
I had professors in college, Dr. Miley and Mr. Payne, that they were very godly men. Both of them had served as missionaries in Africa, and they loved the Lord, and they served Him in every way, by even leaving their homeland and going and telling others about Jesus. And they had a great influence on my life and challenged me to be that kind of person too. And that was my goal, but I never did go overseas and tell people about Jesus. I mean, as a life.
You still can.
Yeah.
Are you gonna go one day?
I hope to. I've been to Brazil and to Germany and told people about Jesus there, but I wanted to go back and live there full time, but things changed.
Yeah. Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today? And the opposite question.
Okay. Positive moments. I think marrying your dad and having you guys was the greatest positive moments in my life that shaped who I was. I knew that I always wanted to be a wife and a mother, and I living in the day and age that we live in, I thought that I would have to go back to work after having kids. But I was very blessed that your dad was in the military and I was able to stay at home because he supported us for me to be able to stay at home and take care of your kids. The probably worst thing that's happened to me in my life that made such an impact on my life was having breast cancer, and it changed my outlook on life. It changed how I eat, how I drink. Definitely. Yeah.
It changed how we eat and drink too.
It made me realize that we're not given today. Today is a gift and we need to not take it for granted.
What are you most grateful for?
My family.
And the last question, what are your hopes and wishes for me, for my children?
For your children?
Well, for me and my children. Yep, I got them right here.
My greatest wish for you and your children is that you come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and that you will live your life for Him.
I don't know how to conclude this, but yeah. Goodbye.